Murfreesboro police still have not said why as many as 10 children were arrested at Hobgood Elementary School on Friday. They say state law prohibits the release of juvenile records. Parents say they've been told the charges came because the students did not intervene in a fight that happened off campus. WPLN's Jason Moon Wilkins reports the event was captured on video.
One of the parents says a Murfreesboro police officer came to his neighborhood the night before the arrest. Zacchaeus Crawford says a female officer told parents that the police were trying to find a boy who was being assaulted in the video.
She wanted to make sure he was safe. So in the process of doing that, my wife and all the other parents were trying to help her. All the names that were mentioned while we were trying to help, all of those kids ended up getting arrested the next day.
Three of Crawford's children, aged 9 to 11, were charged in the incident, and at least one was handcuffed and put in the back of a patrol car. Crawford says he is hesitant to bring up race, but believes it was a factor.
Obvious to everybody, this has racial background intentions in it, period. It was injustice to these kids. It's injustice to the family. There's a lot of things that just civilly, there's something that it needs to happen.
State Representative Mike Stewart of Nashville issued a statement requesting that the U.S. Department of Justice investigate the arrest, calling the police action inexcusable. Murfreesboro Police Chief Carl Durr announced an internal review which will involve input from pastors in the community. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins.